And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
So we just like recorded like 20 minutes of this podcast and then realized that we hadn't hit record.
I'm bad at my job. I am.
We're gonna have to do it again.
I am literally the worst podcast producer yet. I am.
God damn it!
I hold the keys to so many kingdoms.
We are such garbage. All right. So what we were talking about is the news that had come out of Comic-Con, because Comic-Con was last week. We foolishly said we didn't think Marvel was going to do anything because they were going to save it for D23. We were wrong because we are dumb.
We are extremely naive.
We are naive and stupid, and there was a shit ton of Comic-Con news. I really did not keep up with all of it, but we're going to just talk about what Marvel announced on their Hall H panels. So,
I mean, wait, so you're saying there was comic book news?
Oh, there was all sorts of fucking news. Like, Tom King had, like, something going on, like a new series, I think. And I mean, there was stuff. There was also that thing that I talked to you about, like, where Dan Didio had like bitched about the fact that more people buy the reprints.
Yeah, because they're better stories
of DC stuff than their new stuff, and blah 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 blah. So I mean, there were like, and then DC also had like that animated Harley series that they
announced. Yeah. And I thought that trailer was okay.
It was fine. I don't love Harley Quinn.
No,
like, I've never understood the fascination with her. As somebody who literally watched every single episode of the animated series, like every single fucking time it was on, even if I'd seen it 8 billion times, I never fell in love with Harley.
No,
the way other people have, and I've never understood it. I just get that it's just not for me. And the trailer was fine. So anyway, so there was a bunch of that sort of stuff. Sean was really keeping up on like the Fig news.
Yeah, in short.
Figs.
In short, there's some really hip stuff coming out for
action figures.
Yeah, for like Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
There's some really cool like 90s X-Men stuff that
Oh, that's right. I saw those.
You saw
that?
Cool. Probably saw it on IO9. I might have to pick up the X-Factor stuff. As much as I love the 90 although that Jean Grey, cuz they have like a 90s Jean Grey in the outfit that she's known for from the animated series.
Yeah.
And I feel like the representation of that character in that outfit is very sparse as far as action figures go.
Yeah.
So I think that one's going to be pretty hot. But there's also, I think it's Polaris and Havoc. And I like Polaris. I don't know why. I just think she looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want that gimmick. So
neat.
I might indulge in that. But they're saying those things are far off. DC had some new stuff that came out. There's actually one which, I think you might be interested in. So they have they're coming out with a new Alfred figure.
Oh, yeah.
But with different heads that represent like his different iterations.
Oh, that's cool.
So they have, I don't think they have the animated series one.
They did also have that Batman Catwoman set, but it was the Balant Catwoman.
Yes.
And she looked fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I would love that because I don't have a Balant.
There is a set that's out there like that, but I think they're not like figures, they're more like dolls.
Yeah. No, this one's like a cool, like articulated.
I want a Balant Catwoman.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of that obviously. And I want to get something like that. And the Batman looks great too, but there's Alfred. So they have one of Alfred from the Tim Burton movie.
Okay.
So you got Michael Goff. You have the head of the guy that played him in the Batman 66.
Nice. Okay.
You have him from the comics, and also when he was the Outsider.
Oh, okay.
So they're going back into the Silver Age.
That's really cool.
And he's got a plate with a bat mask on it. But he's got like, you know, he's got a bunch of posability and stuff.
That's
like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So there's actually some really, I saw that and I was like, that's really rad.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. So yeah. And then, you know, there's some wrestling stuff. I'm not going to get into that here, but they are making a He-Man style WWF or WWE line.
That's fucking cool.
Which I think is fantastic.
There's a Triple H that I'm not one for wrestling figures or just figures in general, but that one Triple H where he's like, got the skull thing. And
yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I was like, that one is awesome.
Representing some of these characters. I know a lot of people are pissed because I think that is, at the time, replacing the retros that they were putting out.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know if they've released anything. I haven't listened to my Zack Ryder podcast. He hasn't released anything yet from Comic-Con.
Okay, I'm
certain they will talk about it and be very... they may be very vocal about it, but sure. I think the He-Man stuff is fucking awesome.
I think it's cool.
And it's creative. And that's the
thing. I like the New Day one.
Yeah, I think the New Day one is hilarious because it's
one body.
It's basically Manny Faces. And Manny Faces has three different faces when you spin around his head. But in this one, it's basically like a Manny Faces colored like the New Day, you know, like with the purple and the lavender, whatever, and the pink. And you have all three New Day faces in this thing. And it's just such a weird thing. And I love when they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I love finding ways to incorporate these two universes into like a different way. Like I just think it's awesome. And I'm really excited for those. I know a lot of people aren't, but I dig it. So, let's just talk about the movies.
Yeah. So Marvel, like we said, huge panel unleashed basically version 4, whatever the fuck.
Phase 4, I think.
Phase 4. So, started with the Eternals movie. I know nothing about the Eternals. Angelina Jolie is in it. Kumail Nanjiani's in it. There's a speedster. That's about all I know.
Well, Kim, we were talking about this a little bit more. We talked about this a bit more in depth before I realized we were not recording. But, so, strangely enough, I don't think anybody's playing Cersei. Who is like, because as far as
Angelina Jolie was playing.
No, she's playing Thena.
Oh, okay, whatever.
So, because as far as Eternals go, for most people that grew up in the 90s, you only know who Cersei is because she was on the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also Makari, who was buddies with Quasar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Icarus, who's kind of like the Superman of the. Of the group,
mm-hmm.
And Icarus and Makari are represented. Makari being played by a deaf actress as opposed to being just a regular dude,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. I'm not as invested in the Eternals. I just know I like that one character.
Yeah.
And then there's also we mentioned, because we've talked about Kumail Nanjiani being a part of the Marvel Universe because of his relationship.
Why hadn't he been? And now he's going to be. So good for him.
He's playing a character named Kingo.
Getting that Marvel money.
He's definitely getting that Marvel money.
Fucking getting that Marvel money, man.
He's playing like a samurai-based character.
Kumail's never going to have to work again.
Oh, he's doing pretty good. He is doing very well.
He is doing very well for himself.
And him and Emily are doing just fine.
Oscar-nominated writer Kumail Nanjiani.
Well, here's the thing. I wonder when their next movie is going to be. Because obviously they got to be working on something, right? Well,
he might. I don't know. She probably is. I know she wrote a book recently. She was writing Emily V. Gordon, who is Kumail's wife. They wrote The Big Sick together. She wrote a book. She was also writing on something.
Well, she's written on a bunch of shows. Like, she wrote on the Jared Carmichael show.
Yeah, I think that was the last one I remember.
But, I mean, that show's been canceled for a while. But she's, yeah, I mean, they're busy.
Yeah, they're busy. They got shit going on.
So, good for them. So there's the Eternals.
So then a series, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I personally do not care.
Yeah.
Whatever. A movie I'm actually...
So when we say series, these are going to be on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus series. Then another movie, and I actually didn't know this was coming, and I'm excited for it, even though, you know, I'm not a huge fan of this character, just because I don't know anything about him, is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
So Master of Kung Fu.
I think that's going to be cool. I think it's going to be different. I'm looking forward to it.
I feel like that one's going to be kind of like the new hotness. Like people don't really know
this
much.
It's going to be the next Black Panther type of thing.
People don't really know much about it, I feel like, because Shang-Chi, like, I mean, yeah, he's been around and whatever. And I mean, I don't have a lot of experience with that character, but I feel like people are just going to end up seeing it. And it's going to be one of those movies where it might just... blow people away.
Yeah.
And
like
I just,
Guardians.
Yeah, like a thing. Like, yeah, it's gonna be like a Guardians.
Yeah.
Like people are like, you know, like, oh, they're doing Guardians. Oh man, this is gonna be different. And then they see it, and it ends up being like this huge phenomenon. So hopefully it will.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm looking forward to that one. Then we have another series, the WandaVision series.
So WandaVision,
which Sean is hoping will be the back door to get his buddy Wonder Man.
I can't hope it's a backdoor Phase 5 movie pilot / minisode series.
Something for Wonder Man.
For Wonder Man. I feel like we're going to find a way to get him in there, or maybe at least Simon Williams would be farting around in this series, and then he gets Wonder Manned.
Yep.
But this could be my shot.
Yep. Yep.
As if I have anything to do with this.
Loki series, don't care.
Loki. Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Another one, a movie that I'm looking forward to, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I hope it gets weird.
God, I hope that's fucking weird. Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I hope it's weird as fuck.
As much as
I hope we get a little horror shit thrown in there. I hope we get weird shit thrown in there.
I think we will. I think we will.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, I think that's definitely got a good vibe going for it. And, you know, because Doctor Strange, a much better movie than I think a lot of people expected.
Oh, yeah, no, Doctor Strange was cool.
We weren't sure, but
I didn't know what to expect going in, but I actually really liked it. Even though Benedict Cumberbatch is not my favorite person, but an actor, I'm kind of just like, I could take him or leave him.
Yeah.
However, I thought Doctor Strange was cool.
Yeah.
And I thought they did, like, especially when they were doing, like, the effects and all that sort of shit. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to double. Hopefully, they'll double down on some of that stuff.
Yeah. And then we have the first animated series for the MCU on Disney Plus, What If, which I'm looking forward to because we've read many a What If book on this show.
We have done a few What Ifs, yes.
So I am looking forward to that one.
It's one of those things where, like, there's a lot of great What Ifs for characters that they probably don't have the rights to. So I wonder.
They should have the rights now.
Not all of them.
Why wouldn't they have all of them? They bought Fox.
I guess. I don't know.
I think they have them all now. Now that they bought Fox, because that's where the X-Men were. Now they've got everything.
So they can do a... what if Beast became a monster or whatever?
Yeah, they could do whatever.
Well, that's right. And they did kind of put out there that there might be some Fantastic Four action coming.
Well, yeah, because they've got the rights.
They could do that. Yeah.
A Hawkeye series, could not give a fuck.
Well, it's not going to be
Jeremy
Renner's in there.
But we're going to introduce Kate Bishop. I don't like Jeremy Renner, so I think my enjoyment of that will depend on his presence in the show. If he's only in the first one and then it's off to Kate Bishop, I might really like the Hawkeye show.
I kind of hope they find, like, creative ways to just kind of, like, shoehorn him in, but just for, like, a second.
I kind of hope that he breaks both of his arms like he did in that tag movie, and then he just has to, like, walk around all weird the whole time.
Or maybe he just has cameos where he just appears in windows, and he's like, hi, I'm Hawkeye, shoot that arrow.
And then he leaves. So I don't like Jeremy Renner. That's my own problem. So another one I'm looking forward to, and I'm hoping that if it stays in the same, like, crazy space opera that Ragnarok did, I'm really going to love this, is Thor Love and Thunder.
Right.
The only thing I am not excited about for this one is that Natalie Portman is coming back, and I don't think she was properly cast. I think she is one of the few people in the Marvel MCU who shouldn't have been in it. Did casting so well for everybody else. I feel they didn't do it very well for her.
Well, also,
and she's
too,
so fucking pointless. And Thor the Dark World was such trash. It was so garbage for me that I don't want to see her again.
Well, also, too, with the...
And I'm like, oh, cool, she's going to be Thor. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, it was fucking Natalie Portman.
Yeah, that's right. It's so now we have to kind of, like...
I don't know. Maybe there's a redemption coming. Maybe it'll be fucking crazy space opera and she'll fucking knock it out of the park. And I'll be like, you know what?
This is what
we've been working for. But, like, I always felt that she was miscast as Jane Foster in both Thor 1 and Thor 2.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that I've never really, I haven't at all read any of the Thor Jane Foster stuff.
No.
It's never really.
I just didn't think.
It just interests me.
Well, I just didn't think that, you know, because, like, they did such a great job casting everybody else that even if you're like, I've never read any Guardians of the Galaxy.
True.
You know, you're like, wow. But she just felt like a piece that never fit.
No, she never did. And I'm surprised that she's back, because I thought the whole thing was like Patty Jenkins was supposed to direct Thor: The Dark World, and then she didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why she, you know, she did the movie, but then she didn't want to have anything to do with the franchise, you know, the MCU afterwards.
Right.
So they kind of just found a way to...
Marvel money.
Yeah.
It's that Marvel money.
But they're bringing her back because they're probably like, oh, we got to do this Jane Foster thing, so yeah, we could do it.
She could have been somebody else.
Are they going to inject her full of steroids and stuff? Because when I imagine Thor, I mean, Natalie Portman's like, she's a small woman.
Maybe she's going to hit the gym. I don't know. Maybe she's going to get some muscle.
Maybe they're going to add like extra parts to her legs.
Maybe it's going to be like in Shazam when he was obviously wearing that padded suit.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, yeah. You know, Shazam's setting the way. Yeah, good idea.
Black Widow movie. Don't care.
Yeah, well, Taskmaster's in it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I like Taskmaster.
Sure.
Is this supposed to be like a prequel?
It's a prequel.
Okay, then yeah. Not alive!
And so all that stuff was announced, and it was like, cool. But the last thing they announced was the one I think no one expected, and I didn't even know I fucking wanted until I heard about it. And the second I heard about it, I was like, holy fuck, I am so excited.
Yep.
And that is Blade starring Mahershala Ali.
Goddamn.
And goddamn am I excited. Because you know what? He's fucking awesome. He was fucking awesome in Luke Cage. He's just fucking awesome in everything that he's in.
Yeah.
And I'm super psyched to see him in Blade. And I didn't even know I wanted it. And then it was announced and I was like, oh, it's everything I wanted.
Well, I mean, because
I'm so excited.
Because everybody's thinking about like, well, what are we going to do with Blade? You know, what was Blade coming?
I think everybody.
People wrote Blade off.
I think that was it. People wrote Blade off. They're like, oh yeah, it was a thing, whatever. And then, oh, holy shit, it's coming back. And I'm like, I want it right now.
Yeah, no,
like,
now I can't wait. Now I need it.
Now I need it. I wish it was coming out sooner than everything else. I'm so fucking excited.
Yeah, imagine Blade. Imagine they come out and be like, all right, the Blade movie's coming out tomorrow. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Okay.
That was the one I saw. I knew it was the last one. And I'm like going through Instagram and I see Blade and I was like, holy fuck. Like I was all excited.
Yeah. No, that's great. I think that's a great way to blow people's minds. And hopefully, you know.
Hopefully Wesley Snipes will get a cameo.
They're probably, if there's no cameo, there's going to be a lot of weird references to him.
There's got
to
be, right?
And I do wonder what we're going to see in that movie, if we're going to get like a revision of the Night Stalkers or something. So I don't think they have the rights to Morbius, though. Because aren't they making a Morbius? They're making a Morbius movie.
They have to, because who else would have the rights?
Sony.
Didn't they buy them?
I think that's what Sony's doing, right?
I thought that all of that was owned by Disney, unless Sony is still not.
I assume that there's still stuff out there that's still tied up.
Maybe.
And I feel like Morbius is one of those things, because they're supposed to make a Morbius movie with Jared Leto. I don't know. But if you could find a way to get Morbius and, you know, Midnight Suns or whatever, because they do have Ghost Rider, obviously.
Yeah.
At least on a TV show, you know, and they have a Hulu show, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I am excited for a lot of the stuff. I will probably go see most of it, if not all of it. I feel like it's rare that we don't go see these movies.
Yeah.
It's pretty, like, I think the last one I definitely did not see was Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
But that wasn't, obviously, that was, you know, not involved with the MCU, but nonetheless. Yeah, I think that was a good Comic-Con event that things were announced at. I don't know if there's anything else that's worth talking about from there.
I mean, I'm sure there were a billion things that happened that I didn't know about. I saw pictures. It looked so crowded.
Yeah, I think that's the part where it's like,
I mean, to the point where I was like, I couldn't imagine even attempting to go.
Yeah.
Like, no. No, thank you. We've got some new Marvel stuff on the horizon. I think that's exciting. I'm sure there's more interesting comic book news that we missed. You guys can tell us about it on our Facebook page, Worst Collection Ever, or tweet at us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll, yeah.
Let us know. That's it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
I don't know. Modern day comics just don't seem to have the magic the older ones did. I wish I could go back to those days. You're me. But I'm me. How is this possible?
I'm you, from the future.
What happens to my voice?
Oh, well, actually, I kind of was eating peanuts before I came back, and one of them went down the wrong tube. I'm still trying to get it out, actually. Nothing.
Well, still, the future must be terrible. I mean, your hair's half burnt off.
Oh, well, actually, I tripped and fell over the stove.
What about the scar on your face?
It's a paper cut.
And the eye patch?
I was looking through a telescope and accidentally pointed at the sun. Look, I have a reason for being here. I built a time machine so you can go back to the past and check out the comics of yesteryear. I figure you'll either enjoy the good old days or you'll gain an appreciation for the current comics. Maybe both.
Can I bring some friends with me?
Sure, but only one at a time.
Well, there you have it. Join me, Mike Staley, and an assortment of co-hosts as we look over the world of DC Comics from half a century ago in my new monthly podcast, DC 50 Years Ago.
Who are you talking to?
Don't worry about it. Just check out DC 50 Years Ago on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called, and at dc50yearsago.podomatic.com.
Seriously, who are you talking to?
All right, we are back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is The Secret Society of Supervillains, number 13, from March 1978. Why is this volume 3? That ain't correct. There ain't more than this. This is one we've had a while, too, and it's just an absurd, to me, the idea, I don't know, for some reason, outside of like there being like a Suicide Squad, like other supervillain groups are just, especially like this, are just kind of like...
Whatevs.
Whatevs. But I figured it's definitely, it's of its time. It's worth a look. But yeah, so on the cover here, we have... And this is the thing. I did some reading on this. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
This is dumb.
It's basically so like the Secret Society of Supervillains were created by, in the comic, somehow created by Darkseid. Like he like brought them together.
Sure.
And then they also he also got Captain Comet to be a part of it. Captain Comet, who I feel like...
Is that the guy on the cover there? That...
Yeah.
That is the most generic of superheroes.
That's the thing. He's generic as hell.
Yeah, he really is.
But also, like, he's just some random-ass dude who... Like, I feel like he's only around in certain books when they need someone.
Yeah.
And,
when they're like, well, we don't really want to use Superman.
Like, they don't want... When you don't want to use... Anybody else?
Yeah.
Use Captain Comet.
Yeah. And nobody gives a fuck about him anyway. Like.
Yeah. So, but he's a part of this operation. And on the cover here, we've got what appears to be, I think they're in space, but then.
They're kind of like going through like a tunnel to another world, I guess. So it's Captain Comet and he's staring at basically the syndicate, the crime syndicate, which is, at least they call them the crime syndicate in this book, because I don't believe they're actually called the crime syndicate anymore, but it's just Superwoman, Power Ring, Johnny Quick, so they're coming through, and he's like, oh my god, it's the crime syndicate. And he was already dealing with the Secret Society, which is over here in the very corner. And that's Professor Zoom.
Star Sapphire.
And the Wizard or whatever his name is.
Well, the cover of this, though, it's funny because it reminds me of, like, you know how the first issue, first appearance of Robin has him coming through like a drum or like he's coming through some sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looks like here, but they're just kind of bursting out of a bubble. And it just looks... awkward.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Also, I like the way that Power Ring is running or just kind of charging. He's got like
he kind of looks like, you know, like a speed skater at the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
He's also doing the safety dance.
He is also doing the safety dance.
So, yeah. But yeah, so that's what's going on in this book. So we start off with Captain Comet. I guess is he going through this tunnel? Like, yeah, he jumps through this tunnel. And so basically what's going on here is that there's some sort of business going on in Earth 2, or they're trying to get back to Earth. They're trying to get away, or they're doing something with... what exactly is happening?
I don't know, because this is... I found it very confusing. So the wizard is, like, trying to go over to Earth 2 to, like, do some sort of, like, nefarious deed. What nefarious deed? I don't know. And he's bringing, like, a whole bunch of his buddies with him. So, like, Captain Comet, I mean, I don't know, broke his neck in this picture.
Oh, yeah, he looks like somebody stomped on his head and they stuck it in his shoulder.
He looks so, you know, like young Frankenstein when, like, Igor has that, like, hump? It looks like Igor's trying to do, like, the Macarena. So it's like... Captain Comet's like trying to jump through this hole, and he's like, oh my god, I gotta follow these villains because they're going into another Earth. The title of this book is One Earth Too Many. And
too many Earths.
So he's going through this like tunnel to this other Earth. It's like this weird cosmic thing, and he's following the secret society. So the wizard, Star Sapphire, who's been knocked unconscious, and really she just looks like she's been drawn like your drunk friend.
Yeah.
Who you have to, like, haul around.
Well, she's kind of being hauled around by Floronic Man.
Yeah, but he's called Plant Master.
Oh, really?
He's called Plant Master.
Oh, it's Floronic Man.
Well, he's called Plant Master, Professor Zoom.
I like Floronic Man because his outfit is, it looks like Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
But, like... with green, like, basically, like, if Mario Lopez was a plant man.
Sure. I could see it.
Because he got that perm hair.
Yeah,
but it's, you know,
and
it's
Mario
also...
Lopez is just trying to get his drunk friend in an Uber.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of pulling. She looks like a blow-up doll.
She really does.
Because she's, like, she's completely limp.
Because she's been knocked unconscious. And then my favorite, personally, is Blockbuster, who looks like a bad 80s wrestler.
Yeah.
Wearing flip-flops.
So, well, a couple of years ago, I was going to point this out. I made a guy in my game, in my wrestling game. I did make a Blockbuster.
Did you give him flip-flops?
And he had the flippy floppies, and he had the ripped pants and the ripped shirt. It was actually a really good one.
Oh,
also, I want to point out, and this is really confusing. Uh-huh. So, Wizard.
Yeah.
Normally he's dressed like a magician.
Yeah, and
but
he's
here,
kind of dressed like the Spectre.
He's just like the Spectre wearing a
with like a
flesh colored bodysuit.
Yeah, and he's got a Van Dyke.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just it's weird. I
every time I look at him, I'm like, is he naked?
Yeah, it's,
but he's
got a stripe.
I mean, there's a stripe, but I mean, just every time I look at him, like, because like he's also got...
He really does look naked.
He just looks naked.
Yeah, it's questionable. So they're going through. And then something happens where they're like, oh no, we're falling. There's like a weird storm that's like preventing us from getting where we're supposed to. And so the wizard, who by the way says he has a power glove, so I'm assuming that means he has a Nintendo power glove.
Oh, is he playing
glove.
With power?
Yeah, he is playing with power.
It's so rad.
It sucks and it's bad. And it doesn't work well. So he like opens a hole into what he thinks is Earth 2. And they jump into it. And they're like, okay, we'll get out of the storm. We jump into it. And when they land, he's like, I'm home. All these people are like, who the fuck are you, fool? Because, like, he lands in some city. And he's like, they just don't recognize me because I'm, like, wearing the different outfit. And Professor Zoom's like, bullshit. These people have never seen you before.
Yeah.
So where exactly are we? And that's when...
Zoom's doing a lot of screaming.
Yeah,
look at his face.
Zoom's really upset right now.
Yeah, Zoom's like, just like, it's like
his mouth is open in every panel, like wide open.
He's having a hard day.
He really is. He looks like he's screaming because of cheese.
I do like him yelling at Wizard. Wizard's like, oh yeah, they just don't know because I'm not wearing my Wizard T-shirt. And he's like, fuck you.
He's like, fuck you, you lying sack of garbage.
It's like, why are you so angry?
You know what? Good. I'm glad somebody's calling somebody out. Okay.
Well, they're villains. They're all mean.
Yeah. So then that's when the crime syndicate shows up. And so Wonder Woman, Power Ring, and Johnny Quick.
Yeah. Somehow they got released out of some sort of prison thing. amongst this the secret society traversing through this tunnel. I don't know. It's
yeah, whatever.
God.
And they're like, oh wait, now we're on Earth 3, I think.
So they start. Yeah, so they start fighting. I do like Power Ring's about to shoot at Floronic Man, and Floronic Man literally is just like, fuck it, I'll just grow a tree and just hold it up.
Yeah.
Which surprisingly does work.
Yeah, I guess.
Does it? So is Power Ring's ring like Alan Scott's ring, that it's not doesn't work against wood, or is it just happened that it just was deflected?
I guess it's just deflected. I don't know if wood is supposed to be the weakness here. I guess wood. We're still going by the Green Lantern ring is fucked by wood.
I guess. It shouldn't only be yellow, but I'm surprised.
No, because remember the original Alan Scott's?
Well, Alan Scott's, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what we're going with on this one.
Also kind of point out here, you know who looks dumb?
Everybody?
Johnny Quick.
Oh, no. His helmet is just atrocious.
That outfit, like, He looks, his helmet, for people that aren't familiar with this, there was a player on the Bills named Mark Kelso. Mark Kelso had issues with, he had like a concussion or something like that. So I feel like he was the only player that ever did this.
Mm.
And there maybe at least, you know, back in the 80s.
He wore a penis helmet? Because that his head looks
It looked like that. He wore like
his head looks like a dick.
He wore a Bills helmet. He wore a football helmet, but then he also wore an additional like foam or some sort of cover on his helmet. And Chris Berman always used to call him the Wazoo because the helmet made it look bigger. And Mark Kelso was like a safety, so he would, you know.
Is he dead?
Oh, I don't know.
Is he CTE?
You know what? I should find out what's going on, Mark Kelso. Because I was talking about this with somebody the other day about, you know, how I grew up in the heyday of the Bills, 90s teams.
And then watch them lose four Super Bowls.
Watch them lose four Super Bowls. But, man, those guys are my heroes. And that's why I remember Mark Kelso in the Wazoo helmet, which looks a lot like what Johnny Quick is wearing here. But Mark Kelso looked much better than he does.
Yes.
Because this is just just awful.
It looks like a dick.
It looks like a dick. So the syndicate splits.
The syndicate's like, dude, fuck this. We're not going to fight with these people. I don't know who these people are. Fuck it. So they leave.
You got Mario Lopez over here. And this one guy's naked.
Yeah. And so that's when we have Captain Comet being like, I got to catch these people. And so he finally catches up to them.
Yeah.
And he lands on the streets of Metropolis. And a cop pulls a gun on him. He's like, you're one of those costume freaks who's like fucking up our whole city. And everybody starts screaming at him. They're like, you're garbage, yeah, whatever.
Al Roker over here. Al Roker's not having it.
This cop's going to shoot him. And so
I think Abraham Lincoln over here, too.
Abraham Lincoln also hates him. But I guess Captain Comet has some sort of like power of like hypnosis.
Captain Comet basically Captain Comet's deal is that he is like like a super high evolution of human physiology.
Okay.
So it's like that movie, Lucy, where like his brain uses all of his brain or whatever. And he's, you know, he's got super strength and he got super awareness and stuff. And he's got telepathy and mental control powers. So he kind of does like a Professor X kind of gimmick where he just makes everybody kind of like
forget
what's going on so he can escape. But so he does that. And this one cop, when he comes to it, he's like, man, oh, that's weird. I could have sworn I was just yelling at some guy. Must have been some bad pizza.
I'm like, what the fuck are you even talking about? What is bad pizza?
Yeah, there's no such thing. Well, I mean
there is bad pizza, but there should not be.
Let's think of some bad pizza. There was that one pizza we had in El Segundo that used to taste like fish.
Which pizza was that?
I don't know. I forgot what the place was called, but it was like we were there for like the dad band festival, and we just happened to be around.
Oh, that did taste like fish. That place was gross.
There was that place.
That place was a front for something, because that what the fuck was going
most
on
places
there?
Yeah, most of those places are fronts.
Hi-Fi,
yes, it was.
Hi-Fi is only good drunk.
Captain Comet makes you feel like Hi-Fi.
Yeah, he makes you feel like you ate Hi-Fi sober.
It's sober Hi-Fi.
Hi-Fi pizza in Central Square was literally just tomato paste, cheese, and cardboard passed off as pizza, and it was gross.
Yep.
Anyway.
So Captain Comet's like, fuck, I better go to Gotham and go to the library.
Yeah.
So he breaks into the library.
Because there is no smartphone.
And he realizes that he's in a universe that everything is turned around. So Columbus never was an American who discovered Europe. And
he lives in our world now.
Yes, he lives.
Everything is garbage.
He's here now.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like.
He's like, oh, everything is garbage. Oh, no, I should leave. And you're like, yeah. Can we leave too? And he can't. So he's like, oh, my God, everything's backwards. This is the crime syndicate. So, like, Owlman is Batman. And you get the idea.
I like how they describe Power Ring. They're like, he has a green beam that worked against justice. So does it only work against, like, injustices?
I don't know. It only works for crime.
So he's like, I better get the fuck out of here. So now we go back. Okay, so yeah, he's in the library, you know, using up the city's resources. Mm-hmm. And we jump back to some warehouse where
they're like hanging out. Like the, not the crime syndicate, the secret society. The
secret society.
So finally, like, Star Sapphire's awake, and she's like, what the fuck, man? And you can't do that to me. And Wizard's like, shut up, I have a plan.
It's funny, she's shooting at him, and he's just kind of like, he's just casually reading.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. So yeah, he's like, look, in order for us to, like, get back home, we need to, like, basically get relics or some sort of tokens, you know, from the crime syndicate.
Right. And if we do that, we can, like, get back to the right Earth or something. Basically, they want to just, like, get the game tokens and play skee ball.
They need to get, like, a special stew. Are they trying to get to Earth too?
I don't know. I think they're trying to go to Earth,
which leads the Mystic Path of Leech to it from our destination. Okay, so they're trying to get to Earth too. And they need to get these tokens to play skee ball. And they must destroy the crime syndicate in the process. And basically, they send out, like, these. So I think, like, the wizard is like, yo, I'm going to send an email to Power Ring's ring and tell them that they should come fuck with us at these certain places. And so Johnny Quick goes to a park and he gets ambushed by Floronic Man, and he takes his helmet. Mm-hmm. He takes the Wazoo helmet, and then Power Ring goes to a boat, and he's like, motherfucker, I'm on a boat. And then what's his face, Zoom surprises him and takes his ring, I assume. Yeah. And then finally Power Woman goes to an office building that has a random-ass statue in it. And
this is what I don't understand about this, is, like, at least for the speedsters, shouldn't the speedsters be squaring off?
I think they did it in a way so that people who would normally square off against each other wouldn't. It's like an axe of vengeance kind of deal.
Yeah.
Where they can do, like, different tactics to trip those people up, which is actually pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
book is brilliant.
Listen to Sean.
FYI, this book is brilliant. So, but yeah, so they go to this Superwoman, or did I say is it Superwoman, right?
It's Superwoman, yeah.
I said Power Woman. Superwoman goes to this building, and Blockbuster and Sapphire are there, and Blockbuster is like, I'm going to throw this fucking weird Jasper Johns art piece at you. And somehow it knocks her out, even though she's Power Woman, and she probably just...
They just basically hit her with a big rock.
Hit her with a big rock, and then they get all of her... They steal her lasso, and so they get all those gimmicks. They take him over to... take him back over to the wizard, and the wizard says a bunch of hocus pocus, and somehow that works.
Yeah.
And it allows them to go back to Earth 2 or wherever it is they want to go. And just at that time is when the biggest sausage of superheroes, Captain Comet, shows up, and he's like, all the other superheroes are busy. I guess I'm here now. And he just misses the secret society. He's like, oh, where are they? And one of them, I think it's Superwoman, is like, she calls him a crumb.
Yeah.
She's like, good question, crumb.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's crumb?
And then he's like, oh no, I gotta fight the secret society.
Well, they're pissed because they don't got their shit. You know, they, because what's his face? Even here, Johnny Quick's showing up. He's got, he had to get like himself like a makeshift yellow helmet. I don't know what the hell he's wearing here.
I don't know.
He's like a human bullet.
I think that just might be a coloring error.
I thought it was his hair.
I think it's just a coloring
error. I thought it was his perm. He had like a William Cat kind of perm going on. But yeah, so he shows up and, you know, yeah, they're all ready to throw down. And that is where we end with the Secret Society of Supervillains, number 13 from March 1978. Real quick, they do have a letters page. And the letters page is called The Sinister Citadel. How do we feel about that?
It's okay.
I mean,
a little try hard, but okay.
It's definitely trying hard. And for some reason, yeah, it's just Captain Comet really got like a big push in this book.
Yeah.
Kind of stinks. Even somebody here who writes to the letters page and is like, you know, Captain Comet kind of sucks. Can we like not have him?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, man, Captain Comet's like the fucking shit.
He's like great.
No, and for some reason also too, I think Creeper was in this book at some point, and they're like, how come Creeper's in this book too? He shouldn't be in here. He should get his own backup. And it was like, yeah, you could check that out, World's Finest. And I'm like, that's right. And then to cap everything off, we get a editorial from Jeanette Kahn, the editor, talking about a Superman versus Muhammad Ali, the comic that is coming out.
Yeah.
So that is it for the Secret Society of Supervillains, number 13 from March 1978. Would you want to read the next issue of this? I'm going to say no.
Sure.
I'm going to say no, because I was confused and not as entertained.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was kind of confused. I'm like, what the fuck is happening now?
What is happening? Why is Captain... And also, I mean, you don't push Captain Comet on me. It's not going to happen.
He's kind of like a thing.
Yeah, let's have him get wiped out in Crisis, which I don't think happened. But
no, I don't. I mean, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, he did show up. Here's the thing: he did show up in the Rand Thanagarian War kind of books, like a few of those.
Uh-huh.
I like those books a lot. I'm not completely against his participation in those, but he is kind of a jabroni.
Yeah.
So no, thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, and I guess that's about it for this week. We can wrap it up. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, you can rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. I wonder, because Apple Podcasts changed their categories.
Oh,
I wonder if we're still in the same. They don't have a comic book category. You know that?
What the fuck?
They have like a wrestling category now.
Shouldn't we be under like pop culture or something?
Right now we're under visual arts.
That is incorrect.
But there's nothing else really for us to be under.
Comedy? I mean, we're not funny, but.
No, but the thing is, comedy. I don't know. Might have to review. Dicks. Go to Apple Podcasts.
/dicks.
And we are the only podcast in there, because it is such a requested category amongst the podcast people. It's like, can I get my dicks podcast? Oh, great. Worst collection ever. It is my favorite.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.